for the morning to your Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Blog Talk, can you hear me? Jessica, is your mic open? I should have known that devil was going to try to get crazy this morning on me. Let's see. Jessica, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Gina, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Gina, let me see something here.
Can you hear me now, Dr. Shepherd?
I can hear you now. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I got to get out of the other speaker then. Let me get out of there.
1355?
I couldn't hear you. Yeah, 1355. That's me.
Okay, cut that one.
I couldn't hear you on anything. So I tried to get on the speaker.
I know. It was the devil, but he's alive.
He is alive.
Brother,
yes,
sister, he has just been doing some crazy stuff. But you know what? He got a crazy soldier here, crazy in Christ. Okay, you can't get no crazier than I can. And I got something for him this morning. Brother and sister, I got a surprise for the devil. And I know he don't like my surprises. But I got one for him. Brothers and sisters, you are coming out too. You are coming out too. Okay, I know that. I don't have no doubt about it, none whatsoever, none. So let's get ready to, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
way, you hear me? Ain't no way that I could come out without having my good friend and the person who is really, really responsible for me having the audience. Shannon, Omega Man, are you with me this morning?
Praise the Lord. It's an honor to be here with the general today. How are you doing, Dr. Erica?
Shannon, I'm doing good. I am doing good. Shannon, a lot of people don't know that you were the first person to open up your show for me and introduce me to really podcasting. You helped me take it to where it is today. And I want to personally and openly honor you for that this morning. You hear me?
Well, praise the Lord. You know, Dr. Erica, that's what family does for one another. And it's an honor to be working with you now for many years. I want to say hello to everybody. I'm very excited to be here tonight with the General Dr. Erica Shepherd here on TEDline. And, you know, many years ago, Dr. Erica, a friend over in England, Cumbria, Brother Alan McManus, sends me a message, and he says, man, I have this audio for you to listen to, and it's a minister named Dr. Erica Shepherd, and she's doing a teaching on succubus. And he said, check it out. I think you're going to like it. And so I listened to it, and I knew immediately after listening to it, you knew what you were talking about. And I said, I got to get a hold of Dr. Erica, get her on the program. And the rest is history. God connected us, and you have been a real blessing to me, Dr. Erica, over these years, and it's an honor to work with you. And I give the Lord Jesus Christ the praise for everyone out there tuning in tonight and for internet radio, which has, you know, opened up so many doors to get the word out in these last days.
And Shannon, you never really, you never do. You never honor yourself. You never, I mean, you know, you might talk about your hair or something. but you never give yourself any kind of praise. You never give yourself any kind of honor. People don't realize how many senior citizens like myself that had all this knowledge from years ago, and we may have died and become forgotten until God put that mandate on your heart to you, and you were the first person in the history of the deliverance ministry, and I've been out here a long time, you know that, to unify deliverance ministers. It had never happened before. And I have spoken to you many times to thank you for allowing God to use you like that. And I remember one thing about you that I also know and I like. You're a stand-up guy. You don't let
thank you.
People tell you how to run your show. If you agree with somebody, you disagree with them, and you still love them and keep on going. You don't ostracize people. I remember when I was attacked by all those witches. And see, you never told me, but I know they told you to get me off your show. I was a witch and all kind of crazy stuff. But you said in your response to that, we just going to let God deal with this. I remember all these things, and I don't want you to think I have ever forgotten them.
Let me tell you, Dr. Erica, I said to you many years ago, and I repeat it tonight, I'm with you till the end, till Jesus comes back or takes us home, because I know you're the real deal. And folks, most of you probably know some of the history of Dr. Erica, but if not, she was a officer in Vietnam. She has been in the deliverance ministry for a long, long time. And if you can survive more than a couple years, you're going to be in it for the long haul, because the enemy is going to throw everything he can at you to stop you. But Dr. Erica has had such an amazing life and ministry, and the best is yet to come. And when I began to get an opportunity to hear you teach and preach and work with you, I knew you were the real deal. I knew you were a warrior. You've been to NAMM, and you've been over there and helped the Bloods and the Crips in Los Angeles. God sent you on many divine missions into hospitals to celebrities who were dying, like Sammy Davis Jr. and Mickey Rooney and Diana Ross and so many, as I've learned your history. Amazing testimony, Dr. Erica, because God is able to trust you. You've got a warrior spirit, just like your father who was in special forces. You have a warrior spirit, and that's what God is looking for in these last days, is for men and women of God to stand up and begin to take the offensive against the host of hell, who for thousands of years have been pretty much picking us off one by one, attacking the body of Christ, taking people out in body bags, doing what they do, kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And when I got involved in internet radio back in 2010, coming off of some time working with my friend Richard Keltner, helping him book some guests, and God had already put into my heart to do a show. I just didn't have the technology yet to put it together. Later it would come, but I began to look around, and I was trying to find any information I could on how to do deliverance, how to cast mm-hmm. out devils. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't that easy to find people who would be willing to share their experiences with you, to train you. There were some books out there. Many of these people are long gone, but, you know, just by the time I thought it was all hopeless and I wouldn't find anybody, God began to connect me with people that were active, had been active for many years, such as Dr. Erica Shepherd, folks tuning in tonight. You know, just when Elijah thought he was the only one, God had 7,000 in the caves. And so I said, praise God. The deliverance ministry's not dead. People are still doing it. Mm-hmm. One by one, God began to connect me with people such as yourself, Dr. Erica Shepherd. And then I began to find out that, yes, we do have authority to cast out devils. We can fight back. We can win. And praise the Lord, we can get some training. And every time you've come on the program over the years, and I've heard you preach, I learned something new each time. And, you know, you're just a real treasure for the body of Christ, Dr. Erica, and we love and appreciate you. And so anything I've been able to do, or any small part I've had in it, I count it as an honor to be able to link arms with you in this battle. And, folks, it'll be worth it when we meet Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can do for the Lord in this time, if you'll say yes to Jesus, he'll train you up on the job, he'll put you into his harvest field, and you'll bring in the harvest for him, and it will be worth it. And, you know, I'm just excited that, you know, the deliverance ministry is still alive today because I was discouraged in the beginning. I said, well, maybe it's all lost. Maybe everybody's died out, but no, that wasn't true. They were very much alive. Dr. Erica Shepherd was very much alive out there. Battle-tested, seasoned veteran, and for us to link up and be able to do these programs, be able to hear 10 Line coming on YouTube every day at 6 a.m., hey, it's just a blessing to be a part of it.
Shannon, you know, you don't talk about you much, so I want you to tell people how God put Omega Man in place. Really, I want to honor you this morning, and go ahead, you do that.
You got to be careful whenever you ask me a question, because I might take you back to childhood. We could be here all night, 5 or 6 hours.
Okay. People hear you, and they think they know you, but they really don't know your heart, Shannon.
You know, from the youngest age, God just put in something to me, a fighter spirit, a warrior spirit. Now, you wouldn't know that looking at me. I'm a short guy. I'm only 5'5¾". And growing up, you know, I wasn't very rambunctious, but I did tend to pick some fights with people that were bigger than me. And thank God we didn't have to actually go to battle, because they would, you know, I would have probably been in trouble. I always got out of them. But I don't know. There was just something in me. God put in this, you know, a warrior spirit. I couldn't identify it at first, I didn't know what it was I was supposed to do. I'd grown up in a Christian family. Both my grandfathers were Church of God pastors. So I praise God that I wasn't born a Hindu, or I would have really had a hard time. You know, we have to pray for those that are not born into, you know, Christian families, because they've got a real challenge ahead of them. But grew up in the church, praise God, raised with the fear of the Lord. But it wouldn't be until many years down the road that I was able to figure out what it was I was supposed to do. And I think many people have that question today. God, what is it that you want me to do? That was the same question I asked. I said, certainly there's more to life than the life I've been leading. And I don't know. I went through some hard times like anybody out there, but finally God got a hold of me. And I think it was after the housing crash, you know, in America, and the banking collapse, 2007, 2008, when my own business was impacted, that I shut down shop. I moved over to Costa Rica, and I took a phone, a satellite phone, and my laptop, and I had no plan of coming back. I'll be honest with you. I said, it's all over with. I think America's seen its last day, and I don't want to be down in America when it goes down. But it hadn't seen its last day. The best is yet to come. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was running from the Lord is really what it was. And when my business ended and I was able to just basically have some quiet time to try to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, that's when I just, you know, I began to get the calling in my spirit that there was something that I'm supposed to do. And it was actually listening to a Win Worley tape. A man I had no idea even existed. Never got to meet him. He was already dead in 93. Long after I heard about him in, you know, 2007 and 8. And I'm listening to the Win Worley audios, and I heard a man preach that reminded me of my grandfather. It reminded me of the church that I grew up in, Dr. Erica. You know, full gospel church. They loved Jesus. They spoke in tongues. They loved the Lord. They sang the old-timey hymns. Mm-hmm. And I had not been in that environment in maybe at that point in time over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard this, it brought me back to, you know, a young man at 18. And I praise God again for my Christian roots, a mother that prayed for me, a grandmother that prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, praise the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit began to quicken my spirit, that I needed to surrender my life to him in some areas and go all in for Jesus. As my grandmother used to say, sell out to Jesus. And I wasn't sold out. I loved the Lord, and I was wanting to obey him, but I wasn't in a situation where he was going to be able to use me where I was at over in Costa Rica. I wasn't doing anything for the Lord. But when I got to the point where I said yes to Jesus, and I heard these messages by Win Worley, back to him for a moment, but then he began to talk about the spiritual war that we're involved in. You know, that demons are real. I knew they existed, but had never had any real encounters with them up until that time, other than their own attack in my life, and I just didn't really recognize it for what it was, a demonic attack at the time, or didn't know what to do to fight back. But as I began to hear stories of, you know, battles with demons, spiritual warfare, deliverance, getting breakthroughs, begin to hear about terms like breaking soul ties and breaking bloodline curses, I said I knew that there was much more, and it was like something clicked. I knew what I was destined to do, to join the Lord Jesus Christ End Time Army. Now, you know, I grew up in a family that was military, Dr. Erica. My father was drafted during Vietnam back in 68. I would be born while going through training over at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, basic training. And then my grandfather had retired with the Air Force. So we had a family that was in the military. I later went to work for the U.S. Army as a civilian back during Desert Storm and Operation Desert Shield and Provide Comfort back around 90 to 96. And one time I even wanted to join the military, but they wouldn't take me. I didn't have 20/20 vision. I wanted to get in and fly helicopters. Another time I thought about maybe going into the Navy and becoming a Navy SEAL, but you know, there was something inside of me that wanted to get in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But God had another plan, not in man's military, but he wanted me in his end time army. He wants
mm-hmm.
you tuning in tonight, end time army. So
yep.
there was this desire to fight that God put into me from a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, I wanted to fight for what was right, but I didn't know how to do it. And just about the time I thought I was going to go in one direction, God would close the door. He closed the door on an opportunity to get a government job. And if I had stayed there, I probably wouldn't be here today talking to you now. I would still be working for the government.
Yeah.
But God began to shift me into another direction. And fast forward, I'm listening to these Win Warley tapes. I got excited about deliverance ministry. And I said, hey, this is what I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've wanted to fight. I'm going to fight against demons. I'm going to join the Lord's end time army. Now, I knew nothing about how to do it. Never cast out a devil in my life. Didn't even know how to get started or who to ask. Because growing up in the church, doc, nobody cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
Just something they did over, like, you know, if you went to Africa or Haiti maybe and ran into someone involved in voodoo. But, you know, a Christian can't have a demon, so we were told, so nobody bothered to get involved in deliverance.
Yep.
When mm-hmm. I found out the reality, everybody has demons, and
yep.
there's no shame in it. The only shame is not to get deliverance or to be disarmed of the very thing that could set us free, which
yeah.
is the Lord Jesus Christ deliverance ministry. Disarmed meaning the churches won't talk about it. They know nothing about it. They're not training anybody in it. They're not demonstrating it. You know, that's a shame right there. And so it got to the point in my life where I knew it was time to make a decision to go on for Jesus. God set it up to where I began to get introduced to the deliverance ministry. And I heard these tapes by Win Warley, and it quickened my spirit. I knew that this was the mission I was looking for. I knew I was destined to do something greater
mm-hmm.
than I'd been doing until that time. And what we're all destined to do, and that's work for the Lord. God's
yep.
got a ministry for everyone tuning in out there. All you got to do is get to the point where you say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Use me. Whatever you want me to do. Now, it could have meant at that point in time, God would have had me do something else. So turns out he sent me to do radio, but I was willing to do anything for the Lord. And I wanted to take the remainder of the time I had already, half my life almost spent, and try to redeem the time and, you know, make my life count for something. So I said, Lord, I want to give the devil two black eyes. Turn me into a weapon and point me in the direction of the enemy. And so that was something very bold to say. But I believe the Lord is looking for us to get to that point and saying, Lord, here we are. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
ready to do whatever you want me to do. Use me for your glory, not mine. And when I said that, all hell broke loose, Dr. Erica.
Uh-huh.
Literally. The enemy tried to do everything he could to stop me at that point in time.
Uh-huh.
And he'll try to do everything he can to stop you tuning in out there once you make a decision to go all in for Jesus. Because he doesn't want you to do that. The devil doesn't. And it's more costly for the enemy down the road than it will be to stop you in the beginning. He's going to
mm-hmm.
throw everything you can at you, discourage you, try to talk you out of it. Make you think, well, maybe I miss God here. Maybe it wasn't God who's called me to work for him. He'll get family members to try to persuade you to do else, you know, other things. In my particular case, this was after the financial collapse. I was out of a job at that point. But thank God I was smart and I had saved some money, so I didn't have to make a decision on what I was going to do immediately. I knew, though, I needed to begin to work again, or my money was going to run eventually. And all of a sudden, I began to get strange things happening to me. I had a call that came in, and it was a guy who I'd worked with before in the past, and he says, hey, we got an opportunity to resurrect your business. Are you interested? Could mean a lot of money for you. And I said, well, sure, I'm interested in starting a new business. The other one's dead. What's the catch? And then I found out what the catch was. I would have had to sell my soul. and cut a deal with the largest pornographic network in Canada. They wanted to come in and take my herbal supplement. And they were going to take it over and pay me well, but they wanted to advertise the product on their porno networks. Now, I had never been involved in anything like that before. And now I understood why the guy was a little bit reluctant to tell me at first. He said, I'll tell you in a few days. When I found out what the catch was, I said, this is from the enemy. Of course, I need the money, but I can't sell my soul. And they wanted to set me up with a phone call to discuss business, and I never took that phone call. I ran. I literally ran for my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the enemy will come in and tempt you in the area of money. And then, you know, I was in a relationship, had been married for a few years, and the enemy attacked the marriage. My wife committed adultery on me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would discover that, and when I found out, I was angry, really angry. Got angry at God, too, actually. I had to repent later. But then, you know, there was a separation of about a month, and I was sitting alone in my apartment in Costa Rica, and a buddy of mine and I decided to go down to the beach, and I don't know, the enemy began to tempt me in the area of lust. He'll tempt you with money. He'll tempt you with lust. He'll tempt you in the area of pride. He'll attack your health. He'll turn your friends against you, your family against you. But I just want to tell you, folks, if you'll stick in there, you can beat the enemy at his game.
Yeah.
And be an overcomer. And one test after the next began to come my way. Tempted with money. I said to my friend in the car, I said, I wonder what happened to that girl that I used to know. And as God is my witness, we got back from the beach that weekend, me and my buddy. And sitting there on Facebook was this person who I'd mentioned her only by name, hadn't talked to her in years. And all of a sudden, they contacted me on Facebook. Now, that was the devil trying to set me up. The devil will do. You say, how is that possible? Because his demons, folks, they monitor you and I.
Yes.
They're sent on an assignment to find open doors in your life. They may have been sent on an assignment against your family. They're called a familiar spirit. Very familiar with your family, their weaknesses, what took down your mother, your father, your grandparents. They're going to try to prey on you too and get you to take the same fall. And so at that point in time, when I had made a decision, I was going to go all in for Jesus. And I said, God, use me. I want to give the devil two black eyes. Turn me into a weapon. I want to make my life count. The demons heard that. They also heard when I mentioned, I wonder what happened to this person I used to know. And they set it up. They were hoping I would take the bait.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, again, I had to run for my life.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I bought a brand new grill, and it was around Christmas time, and I put a steak out there on the grill, and I walked right into my apartment to get on the internet. I wasn't sitting at my desk about 5 minutes, and I looked out the window, and the whole grill is on fire.
What?
With a full tank of propane gas.
Oh, no.
Now, I had been warned. I had been told by a friend, he said, everybody listens to Win Worley tapes. They've all been attacked. And he said a couple of them almost had their houses burnt down. I said, really? Well,
wow.
Lo and behold, my whole grill is on fire. And the flames are shooting up. I said, oh, boy, God help me. I ran into the kitchen, grabbed water, came out and threw it on there. It didn't douse the flame. I went back and got a second bucket, threw it on there. Nothing's happening. Came back out again, slipped down, almost broke my leg because now the floor was wet. And the flames were getting higher, and they almost hit the ceiling of this house, this apartment that I was renting, and it was going to burn down the house if it had hit those timbers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized the problem was the gas was on. So I said, oh, no, this thing could blow at any moment. I reached out and turned the gas off, and praise God, the flame stopped, and I said, whew, that was a close call.
I'm telling you.
Weird things begin to happen. I found my stove just came on by itself, and it was a gas stove.
Gas
was coming into my house. Got locked in a bathroom, mysteriously. Then I'm laying in bed, and I got attacked by a succubus demon. Got paralyzed. All hell was breaking loose. Mm-hmm. Now, was this coincidence? You have to be the judge of that. I don't think so.
No.
All I can tell you is I had went from a zone of pretty much inactivity for the Lord to I had made a decision. God had convicted me that I needed to do something for him. And when I made that decision, the enemy began to buffet me, you know, some backlash.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is, hey, what happened to me is no different than stories of others. And you may have the same thing happen. You may not. It may be worse or it may be less. The bottom line here is don't quit. Don't turn back. And that wasn't the first of the trials that I would have. Fast forward, one day the Lord told me to pack my bags and leave Costa Rica. And as I had mentioned, he had attacked my marriage at that time. And, you got an option when you're in a situation like that. You can dissolve it all or you can forgive. And I forgave, but sadly there wasn't any repentance on the other side or any change in ways. And one day after we'd started the program and I'm on the air, I got an ultimatum. I don't want to be married to a deliverance minister. You can quit the ministry and we stay together or it's over. And I had to make the decision. And bottom line is I had to obey the Lord. I wasn't going to turn back. We cannot afford to turn back, folks. When you put your hand to the plow, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, not to say you're going to lose a relationship, but I can tell you, in short order, I ran across four or five other cases. Similar situation. Adultery by a spouse. Attacks came when they got involved in the deliverance ministry and broken marriages. And not always going to be that case with you tuning in, but the enemy will attack your marriage. He'll turn family against you. He'll turn friends against you. He'll do everything he can to stop you and get you to turn back.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot afford to go back. Because once you learn about deliverance, you're already a threat to the enemy. And the enemy is like the mafia, Dr. Erica. He does not forgive or forget.
Right.
You want to survive, you got to go forward with Jesus. And it was a struggle getting started, I'll be honest with you. It was like the enemy threw everything he could at me. Back after the next. But I'm here to say Jesus never left or forsake me in those trials and tests. He's just like he says, I'll never leave nor forsake you. He's with us till the end, and he'll be with you till the end, folks. And, you know, as I passed a test or went through a tragedy or a hardship, changing direction of my life and now following the Lord, it was hard. You know, it was like going into the backside of the desert. We used to do a program called Conversations from the Backside of the Desert.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, friends get on and we were all sharing, you know, struggles and difficulties we were having. And it was like, you know, coming out of bondage, you know, the children of Israel left Egypt and went into the desert. And
yep.
It wasn't always easy. But
right.
If you can make it through the desert, the promised land's waiting on the other end.
And it's a whole lot
Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's a whole lot better.
You know what? There's many times enemy will try to tell you, turn back. It's not worth it. Go back into Egypt. Folks, the devil's a liar. Don't listen to him. Put your fingers in your ear and keep on running towards the promised land. I look back now and I realize everything I went through, when I passed that test, God made me stronger as a result. And after a while, it was like, come on, devil, take your best shot. You know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as the people said. And it's true. And God's not going to call you to serve him and then leave you hanging and abandon you.
That's right.
You know, with every temptation, it's made a way of escape. So that's the good news tonight. You're not going to go through anything that is impossible to pass in terms of a test or a trial.
Mm-hmm.
God will always give you a way out. And if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't quit, we can make it. And I look back and I say, praise God, I didn't quit. And, you know, one episode at a time, I begin to follow the Lord. And 1 year turned into 2 years, and 2 years into three. And, when I first got started, Dr. Eric, I said, man, I was looking at some people who had done 70 episodes. I said, I don't know if I'll ever get to 70. I'm trying to get 5 or 10 done. This is hard work.
Mm-hmm. And how many episodes you got now under your belt?
Well, by the grace of God, we've got about 6,200 shows in the can.
Wow.
And apart from Jesus, we can't do anything. I would have never made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the men and women of God like Dr. Erica Shepherd that he sent my way for me to connect with, we wouldn't have a program. You know, this is a body work that we're doing. You know, when you said, thank you for helping me out, hey, that's what family does.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a long time ago, Dr. Erica, we're all on the same team.
Yeah.
If we're working for Jesus, we're the same family. We're going mm-hmm. to end up with Jesus in the New Jerusalem when he comes back.
Hallelujah.
We better start loving one another now, because if we make it in, we're going to be with each other for eternity. You know,
eternity.
We're family.
Eternity.
That's what family does. Family helps one another out. And you know what? When you're on the same team, it's not an individual victory. It's a group victory, because we've all been called as soldiers into Jesus Christ's end time army. He's the commander in chief. And when the army of God wins, it's a win for us all.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you invest into someone's life, hey, it pays dividends.
Mm-hmm.
They win, you win.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing. You know, so I said all that to say this. It was years of being on the backside of the desert. But, you know, the Lord never forsook me, and he always made a way, and he was teaching me to learn, you know, to do something I had not done before, live by faith. You know, I didn't know where I was going or where I would end up, but I knew that I had to do what he'd put inside of me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this insatiable drive to do broadcast.
Mm.
Just like every broadcast we did, I said, this is awesome. I have an opportunity to learn something. You know, I used to listen to other people's radio shows when I would be listening in, you know, while I was working. And they had great guests on, Dr. Erica. But you know what? These shows never gave the guest an opportunity to talk. Or if they did, it was 15 or 30 minutes. And I said, man, just about the time it's getting good, the show's up. They might not have them on for another 3 to 6 months. I didn't
mm-hmm.
get the answers, the questions that I wanted answered,
mm-hmm.
you know, answered. And I said, when I do a show, we're not going to have any time constraints. I'm going to bring the guest on and give them the mic and let them take as long as they want. I'll be able to ask them the questions that I always want to ask. But I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That has made this job so exciting for me. I've gotten to meet so many great men and women of God like yourself. And I don't like to interview people, to be honest with you.
Really?
I want to give them the mic. Yeah, Lord didn't call me to be an interviewer.
Okay.
God called me to create a platform and give the men and women of God a mic that have something to say
mm-hmm.
to help them. You know, and it, before internet radio, you know, I had this same desire, and I was in the TV business many years ago. I used to buy and sell TV time.
Mm-hmm.
I did that after leaving the government. I went into media. I went basically to do the same thing my father did most of his life. He was he was involved in the religious broadcasting arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I would I sell time to infomercial companies and also some ministries, but I noticed that the only ministries that were getting on TV, Dr. Erica, were the ones that had money.
Yep.
And it takes a lot of money to get on a TBN or a Daystar, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I used to sell some of the time. We had a client named Dr. Richard Lee way back when. I put him on E! Entertainment Television, and we sold him a Sunday morning, 6 to 6:30 a.m., it was about $12,000 for a half hour.
Woo. Wow.
And, you know, I got to thinking about those that were impacting my life, ministries that many people didn't know their name at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God, it's not fair. These men and women of God should be up there on those platforms. They've got a message people need to hear. It's impacting my own life. And I said, you know, use me as a conduit, and I will help them get on the air. And to a smaller degree of what we're doing now, I began to make money, and I would buy time and put a couple of these smaller ministries on, like, local cable or some of these broadcast networks in smaller cities where the time periods were not as expensive. But, you know, it came out of a desire to want to help.
Uh-huh.
You know, to want to help the underdogs out there. You and I and others out there that don't have the budgets to get out there and get on the big networks.
Right.
And I said, it's not fair. There's got to be a conduit for it. Well, little did I know that internet radio was coming along. And now you can do on internet radio what you can't even do on some of those networks. You can literally, with your broadcast on Tedline, reach the entire world every day at 6 a.m. All we got to do is let them know when to tune in and where, and they can get out here and tune into these programs. It's really amazing what can be done with internet radio. So when I got involved in internet radio, I had this same desire to help the men and women of God who have the message that counts. And I said, I'll do what I can. I want to create a platform, bring them on, give you the mic, let you preach and teach, promote their ministries. And I take great satisfaction out of that because I'm getting to see with my own eyes my dream to get this message out and, you know, to be a small part in that. I take great satisfaction, and I enjoy the job that I do. You know, we're a small network, Omega Man Radio, but we've gotten to meet so many awesome men and women of God. And I know at the end of the day, it's making a difference, Dr. Erica.
It is, Shannon. It is. It made a difference in my life. And that's why I wanted you to come on here. And I really want to honor you this morning. And I'm cutting you off for a reason, okay? Just for a reason. I want you, Tedline, to help me. I want to raise $1,000 for Shannon this morning and today. And as you listen to this, and I'm going to be the first person to give into it, okay? I'm going to start it off in a few minutes myself. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to sow into the deliverance ministries. I'm asking you this morning to sow into Omega Man Radio on behalf of the Tedline and on behalf of you and your own personal desire. Because what you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. This morning, I want to honor Shannon with some money, with some cash. And I want you to help me. Okay? One person said they'll give 100. Tell them where to give it to, Shannon. And then I'm going to give mine. I'm going to match this 100 right here.
Praise the Lord. People can go to OmegaManRadio.com.
Tell them where to go and just say thank you. Don't say nothing, okay? You didn't tell me to do this. God did. Because
OmegaManRadio.com is our website.
Ahead.
OmegaManRadio.com is our website. We've got a PayPal there. I'm excited to be here. Back to you.
I got another 100. How many is that? That's about 3. Let me see. 1, 2. That's about 3. Come on. I want to honor him with $1,000. Somebody could get a whole thing. Somebody can give 5. I want you to see it as a sacrifice. I got another 100. I want you to do this as a sacrifice. God told me to do this. If I obey God and you obey God, the blessing, I got another 100. I got another 100. Shannon, let me, you check your PayPal. You let me know when it gets to 1,000. I'm not going to stop, okay? You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I need $1,000 this morning. I think I got another 100 right here. I got 60. I got 50. I got another 100. Let's get them rolling. Get them in. Shannon, I love you. God knows you. You know, I tell you all the time. You don't want to hear it, but you changed my life as a senior citizen. Do you know? I have more senior citizens listening to me than you can imagine. I got the whole villages down there in Florida. They got up
off
the bed. They now sit up. I got nursing homes where people were bedridden. Now they up with tambourines and shouting and playing the pianos. See? I got another 50. Another 50. Let's get it on up to 1,000. And you can give more than that. Okay? Somebody's going to put another 100 on behalf of their sister. Does Shannon have the Cash App? Do you have the Cash App, Shannon?
We've got PayPal. We've also got Zelle. And we've got a GoFundMe link there. There are three ways if someone would like to give. Not everybody uses PayPal, so I set up those other ways too.
Okay, you need to quickly right now. Somebody, if you email Shannon the Cash App thing, he'll get $5 and you'll get $5. I just don't have time. I can't get off the blog. And the Cash, Shannon, go to your phone and add the Cash App.
Okay.
So you can get some. I started using it. It works good. I got another 100.
You know,
I just got another 100 coming to you, Shannon, from a family. They send it on they PayPal. Somebody
well,
said they're driving. They'll send it shortly. Okay. This is my way of letting you know, Shannon, I love you. I've been sitting listening to the programs because Brother Joe listened to you almost every night. And so, but I've been so, we both got busy. But I wanted the body, I want the headline, I want the world to know you and I are in one accord. Okay?
Yes.
And plus, God told me to honor you. We love you,
you
Shannon.
You know, Dr. Eric, from the very first time I got a chance to talk to you, I loved you. You're like my grandmother. You're not old enough to be my grandmother. I'm not saying that. But I love my grandmother Wiedis. She was and let me tell you why I loved her and why you remind me so much of her. Because both of you are warriors. She went on home be with the Lord Jesus in 2011. But she was a lady that was sincere about helping people. And you could count on her to pray with you day or night. Didn't matter what the situation was, from a sore throat to something serious, more serious. She was on the standby to pray, and that was her ministry. She took calls from the morning to the wee hours of the night, many times for me. And I needed godly counsel. I needed prayer. And I knew when my grandmother prayed, God heard her prayer. She would speak in tongues and was like the president's hotline to Russia. You know, you pick up the phone, instantly connected.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, I knew those prayers were being taken up to the throne room of God. And she would get she would speak in tongues and get the translation is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be all right. If I could get grandmother to pray for me, I knew it was going to be all right. And there was so much that I saw in her life where when she made that decision to set out and follow Jesus, God used her mightily. And when I met you, I said, that sounds like Grandmother Weber. She's got the warrior spirit, Dr. Erica does. She was a captain in Vietnam. She's been in the deliverance ministry for over 30 years. She had a powerful testimony of her own deliverance and has been working tirelessly to set others free. That's why we call Dr. Erica the general. She's a general in the Lord's end-time army. And, you know, God gave you to me when I lost my grandmother, and I don't say that lightly, to inspire me, to encourage me. You have counseled me. You prayed for me. And you have a warrior spirit. You're a war fighter. Not only in the U.S. Army, but in the Lord Jesus Christ end-time army. And that's why I love you. Because you love the people, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing.
That's true.
And you know what? You have fruit, Dr. Erica. You have good fruit. You haven't even begun to share the whole testimony yet. I've only gotten bits and pieces of it. But what I've learned about your ministry over the years is so amazing where God would put you. From overseas in Honduras to Los Angeles, right in the middle of gang warfare, to around the world. God has used you on Tedline now to reach people using this machine of the internet that was never available until recently.
I know, but you're the one that taught me how to use it. Every problem I would ask you about you and Jose, and you would tell me to tell Jose to look at such and such, or Jose would be listening, and we followed your instructions, but you never lied to me. You never told me anything to sabotage me. You never told me anything that didn't benefit this ministry and my life, and I'm honoring you for that today to let you know I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
You know, when you meet someone who is sincere about wanting to help people, that loves people, you know, him that has been forgiven much loves much. You shared your testimony, and what an awesome deliverance God gave you. That's why you have poured your life into the deliverance ministry, tirelessly setting the captives free. You know, it's been many weeks since Dr. Erica and I have been able to do a live show. Not because we weren't planning to do one, but God had her on a mission, taking new territory, and we've been staying in touch with each other in text. And Dr. Erica said, God is sending me people. It's like the healing home back in South Carolina was. I'm packed up. I knew that Dr. Erica is doing the work of the Lord. And you're the kind of person that the Lord can trust, Dr. Erica. He'll give you a assignment, and you don't say, Lord, I got to pray over it for 30 days. When you know it's from the Lord, you're getting the crew together, and y'all are going out to Pine Ridge or going and looking, you know, taking the trip to find the Bible where the oil's coming out of it, or going up to New York City. Mm-hmm. So many missions the Lord is taking you on because he can trust you to carry out an assignment. And that's what that's one of the traits that the Lord is looking for, folks, in you and I. God's never going to lead you or steer you wrong. He has your best intentions at mind. All we got to do is be obedient servants and say, Lord, yes, here I am. Use me. Put people in my path today that I can help. I'll do what you want me to do, Lord. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. And, folks, don't worry. Like I worried when I got involved. I didn't know how to cast out a demon. I'm still learning, but God gives you training on the job.
Yeah.
God has sent us people to Eric the Shepherd to bring training, and that's what gets me excited because I don't have to be in the dark anymore.
Yeah.
Folks, the training is here. The time is now, and you can make your life count, and it's so exciting and fun working for the Lord. I want to thank those that have given tonight. $1,000 has come in, Dr. Erica.
It's a little more because I haven't given mine yet. I will as soon as I get out.
I want to say something to the people. God richly bless every one of you who give, who pray, who say yes to the Lord, who allow yourself to be used by the Lord, because it hasn't always been that way in the history of mankind. For a long time, God couldn't find anybody.
Right.
He looked to go for him. He said, is there anybody that will go before me, go for me? And many said no. And I got to thinking how sad it would be if that's still the case in this time. When the need is so great, people are dying, being picked off one by one by the enemy. And the enemy was happy to almost squash out the deliverance ministry in America. But thank God he wasn't successful in it. God had his men and women out there still working for Jesus. They may not have been on national TV, but the Lord knew who they were and where they were. Mm-hmm. And you know, Dr. Erica, the best is yet to come for your ministry.
Amen.
I know you've said many times about retirement. You can't retire because just when I worked for the U.S. Army and we had Desert Storm and Desert Shield, there was a lack of battle-trained veterans with experience in war. They had to do what was called Operation Stop Loss. They said, we're not letting anybody else get out. And they began to do recalls. They were recalling people to active duty. They didn't have enough people to fly the helicopters, to command the troops, to deploy. And they didn't have enough people that were battle-tested with field experience that was going to be necessary to win the war. So they began to bring back the officers and recall people. And you know what? You may have thought your time was up because you've given the Lord over 30 years in active duty. But War of the Saints is coming. And little did you know, and little do many people know that, hey, the greatest battles are yet to come. And God needed you for this end time push to train up the saints, Dr. Erica, because where are we going to get the training from? They're not doing it in most churches. Who are we going to be able to? You got to have someone who survived previous battles. We want someone with not textbook experience, but battlefield experience. And that's what he's been doing for many years with you, training you for this time to reappear and begin to call people into to join the Lord's end time army. You're a recruiter for Jesus. A trainer, a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're making a difference. Everyone out there is making a difference who says yes for the Lord. No matter how small you think your job is, out there tuning in. You know, if God can trust you in small things, he'll give you bigger things. The point I'm making is he's just looking for people to say yes because they have said no. And, folks, we've got to get trained up because what's coming, we've never seen the likes of on planet Earth. Literally, war on the saints is coming. Satan intends to wear out the saints.
Yeah.
And he wants to try to get many of us to just quit, to curse God and die, to be like Lot's wife, and God was delivering us to walk back and be destroyed, to fall away, to take the mark of the beast. We can't do it if we're going to make it, folks. We've got to be willing to go all the way, and you've got to be willing to lay down your life if that's what the Lord requires. He that seeks to save his life will lose it. Jesus said, he that will lose his life for my sake shall save it. A warrior knows that. Dr. Erica knew that when she went into NAMM. Your father, who was Special Forces, knew that when he was used for his expertise over in Southeast Asia. And, you know, soldiers know that they might not come back. Many don't.
Right.
That's what a soldier does. Soldier gives their life to achieve victory. And, folks, none of us will ever lose for following Jesus Christ. Anything you give up now, you'll get back. And some, believe me, eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has got prepared for those that love him and will say yes to him. And I want to say, whether you're 21 years old tonight or you're 91 tuning in, God's got a ministry for you. You know, in the later years, Dr. Erica, my grandmother couldn't get out like she used to. She couldn't preach, wanted to. she had some different problems that attacked her body, sun poisoning, other issues, lung issues. But she was every bit the warrior that she was in her younger days. And grandmother would get on the phone, and she did more work in her last days, I think, than ever before, calling people around the world. I don't know how many people that I sent to her that she prayed with and encouraged, that she rebuked devils, that she prayed through to got through to glory for them. And I just want to say that to encourage people out there. You said that there's some that are tuning in from the elderly homes. God's not done with you. As my dad said, where there's breath, there's hope, son. God's not done with any of us.
Right.
But the devil say it's too late to get involved. Or Jesus is coming back next year, so why should I even get started? Folks, we don't know when the Lord's coming back. Only God does. And he didn't tell us to sit idle. He said, occupy till he comes. There's a job to do. Jesus isn't coming back tomorrow. Why? Because if he did, there would be billions that would go to hell. And God is looking to when it is he can before he does send his son back. One day he is coming back. It'll be too late to say yes to Jesus. But right now is the greatest harvest the world has ever seen. And you know what? God needs to get you trained up so he can use you in these last days. That's why tuning into TEDline.com is so important, because you're going to get training that you'll get nowhere else. You're going to have a support structure of people around the world, just like you, that are getting up early at 6 a.m. to tune in or catching the archive later, whatever time zone you're in. Because, you know, the ministry that God has called you to, Dr. Erica Shepherd, is so vital. It's a rallying point for warriors around the world and those that want to get trained up. And we need this training for comers.
Yes,
I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing some days. You know, I don't know if anybody's arrived yet. I'm still learning.
We all are, yes.
But I know this, where there's a desire to serve the Lord, God will take you right where you're at, and he'll train you, and he'll deliver you along the way. There's more deliverance I'm seeking. And as I help to deliver others in Jesus' name, God will give me more breakthrough.
Amen.
And what's so is the fact that we don't have to be underdogs anymore. You mean something to Jesus Christ. You're not here by accident, folks, tonight, or born into this world. You're not here by accident. God knew you from the womb.
Yes.
You could have been somewhere else today, but you're not. You're tuning into this very program. God has a job for you.
Yes.
You know, in his end time army. And all we've got to do is say yes. He'll take care of the rest. And you know what? At the end of it all, we got a reward coming. He'll say, well done, my good and faithful. This battle's not going to be fought forever, folks. It's not like a war that's never going to end. We're in the last days. I don't know how much time we got, but it's shorter than it was yesterday. And the bottom line is, I know it's going to wrap up. We still have a battle to fight, and we've got to be working till Jesus comes back or we get promoted. There are things called battlefield promotions.
Yep.
You know? And bottom line here is for us to live as Christ, but to die as gain.
Yes.
You know, God did so much for me that I'm excited to be alive to see this thing happen and where I can help another soldier. I know that we're all fighting on the same side against the same enemy, Satan, who wants to kill us all, folks.
In the name
of
Jesus.
And we don't have to be run over anymore. You can fight back and win. That's what gets me excited, learning who we are in Jesus Christ, that we've got authority over these demons, the same demons that used to torment me, Dr. Erica, so that I couldn't sleep in the dark. I was afraid something would attack me. I watched too many scary movies. Didn't want to sleep alone. When I realized the only thing that could attack me is the demons, and I've got authority over them, and they're not going to be bothering me anymore because I'm going to bind them in Jesus' name. I didn't have to proceed no more. When you realize you got power and authority over the very things that you feared in the name of Jesus, it's exciting, folks. Really, you are the shark. The demons are the minnows.
Yep.
They just don't want you to know that. Now, apart from Jesus, we can't do anything, but the word of God truly is true. It says, greater is Jesus that is in us than he that is in the world. We don't have to fear the enemy, folks. Just fear the Lord and obey the Lord and do what he tells you to do, and it's all going to work out. And you'll see your family saved, set free and delivered. You'll see breakthroughs instead of breakdowns.
Absolutely.
I will close by saying this. The best is yet to come. What a day it is and an opportunity that you have tuning in tonight. So say yes to Jesus, and God has a job for you to set the captives free, to win souls, to lay hands on the sick and see people healed. And it may be someone that God sends to you or a place he sends you to meet someone. Let God worry about those details. Just saying, Lord, send somebody to me this week that I can pray with, that I can counsel with, that we can do deliverance on. One person at a time. That's all he's asking.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the training. You'll get it right here on tentline.com. And you'll have friends that will be lifelong friends that you can count on. When you need help, you got people that truly care about you. That's why I love you in the ministry and the chef and the healing home and the ministry God has called you to, because you truly, truly do love people, and you're trying to help people be all that they can be in Jesus Christ, to be overcomers. Thank
Amen.
You for your service, Doctor.
Thank you, Shannon. I honor you this morning. I love you. Kiss your wife and little, the baby, the prophet, the little prophet. I got them pictures of him laying hands on people. It's awesome. Brothers,
you know, Doc Erica.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
One last thing. Should this world tarry and the Lord tarry 50 years from now, let's say, and we're still here.
Oh.
In all likelihood, you and I will be gone.
Right.
But you know what? That's why the work you're doing right now is so important. The work we're doing on Mega Man Radio is so important. We're training up the next generation, Dr. Erica. We're leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
You're getting the next generation trained up.
Legacy.
The overcomers.
Yes.
It's all about legacy. The greatest legacy your ministry is right now. And I'm believing the Lord for 120 for you and I both.
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. Brothers and sisters, I'm coming out. I'm telling you, I'm coming all the way out live. You know what? This was part two. There's a part three coming. But I had to honor Shannon. You see, I'm in a place with God where he's taking us. He's taking us, and he's taking me, and he's taking Shannon, and he's taking, really, it's prophetic, all of his believers to another level in him. But there are things you got to straighten out. You got to make sure they're right. You got to honor those, brothers and sisters. You got to honor those that have honored you. So, Shannon, I honor you. Now, don't y'all hold a song against me, but you know I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out all the way.
Oh, come on.